USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
1.8 million jobs added to the U.S. economy in July. That's according to the just-released federal government jobs report for last month. It's a pullback from the gains of May and June, and many say evidence the resurgent coronavirus is stalling hiring and slowing an economic rebound. Mark Zandi is senior economist with Moody's Analytics. He says while it was better than he and other analysts expected, that pullback could happen over the next few months, as many states consider reversing course when it comes to reopening.
The virus has re-intensified in the last 4, 6, 8 weeks. We've had some states backtrack on their reopening, some pause, and I expected that that would show up in weaker job gains than we actually got.
The unemployment rate fell to 10.2% last month, nearly a full point lower than the month before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Congressional Democrats and White House officials still not expressing much hope on a new stimulus package after the talks that ended yesterday. Democrats say Republicans still fail to understand how bad the problem is. The White House is promising President Trump will take action through executive order if a deal isn't reached very soon. The annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is kicking off today despite the pandemic in rural South Dakota. It's expected to bring as many as 250,000 visitors to the area, and this year it's set against the backdrop of the massive coronavirus pandemic, and it's stoking fears the rally could lead to a massive uptick in infections in a state with no mask requirements. A police spokesman in Sturgis says they're trying to prepare.
We prepare the best that we can with what we have. There's always the unknown with the Sturgis rally.
Find us online anytime. We're at USARadio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
An executive order will keep U.S. companies from making transactions with the parent company of TikTok. President Trump signing the order yesterday that bars transactions with China-based ByteDance effective 45 days from now. The order states the video sharing app's data collection threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans' personal info, the president leaving the door open for an American company to buy the platform. The family of a man killed in the collapse of the Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans is hopeful his body can finally be recovered this weekend. Quinion Wimberly's family updating the progress of the removal yesterday following multiple delays due to weather and other issues. That accident happened back on October 12th of 2019, and it's National Purple Heart Day. President George Washington creating the Purple Heart Military Merit on August 7th, 1782. And today might be a good day to raise your glass because it's International Beer Day. The day was first celebrated in 2008. Now it's been taking place every year on the first Friday of August. InternationalBeerDay.com has been established because of it, and it says more than 200 cities in the world officially take part in the observance. The first recipes for the drink date back to 4300 B.C., and the founder says the day was made to unite the world under the banner of beer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.